Narrated Bukayr, Quraib, the freed slave of Ibn Abbas, told me that Ibn Abbas, Abdul Rahman bin Azhar, and Al-Miswar bin Makhrama sent him to Aisha, saying, "Pay her our greetings and ask her about offering of the two rak'ah after Asr prayer, and tell her that we have been informed that you offer these two rak'ah while we have heard that the Prophet, peace be upon him, had forbidden their offering." Ibn Abbas said, "I and Umar used to beat the people for their offering them." Quraib added, "I entered upon her and delivered their message to her. She said, 'Ask Umm Salama.' So I informed them of Aisha's answer, and they had sent me to Umm Salama for the same purpose as they sent me to Aisha." Umm Salama replied, "I heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, forbidding the offering of these two rak'ah. Once the Prophet, peace be upon him, offered the Asr prayer and then came to me. And at that time, some Ansari women from the tribe of Bani Haram were with me. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, offered those two rak'ah, and I sent my lady servant to him, saying, 'Stand beside him and say to him.' Umm Salama says, 'O Allah's Messenger, didn't I hear you forbidding the offering of these two rak'ah after the Asr prayer? Yet I see you offering them. And if he beckons you with his hand, then wait.' So the lady servant did that, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, beckoned her with his hand. And she waited. And when the Prophet, peace be upon him, finished his salah, prayer, he said, 'O the daughter of Abu Umayyah, that is Umm Salama, you were asking me about these two rak'ah after the Asr prayer. In fact, some people from the tribe of Abdul Qais came to me to embrace Islam and busied me so much that I did not offer the two rak'ah which were offered after the compulsory Zuhr prayer. And these are those two rak'ah you have seen me offering.'